Brother Hanson from Truth Live Ministries here in Lakeside, Arizona. It's good to be with you today. We're going to get right into our study in the book of the Revelation. We've been about 50 some odd studies, and we're still going strong, and I hope you're enjoying it, because it's those who read this book and study this book get a blessing. So if you follow along and study it with me, you're going to get a blessing, and I believe that's just the way God works. So let's get right into our study. We left off, do a brief review on some of the things that we went over yesterday. The bowls, the bowls of judgment. There were seven bowls of judgment. And let's see, the first bowl, just briefly review, 16th chapter and verse 2, the outbreak of the festering and painful sores parallels the boils of Egypt, when Egypt, you remember the plagues. This is just a small part of the world's, on a bigger scale, probably, with the Antichrist that rebelled. Because Egypt was a type of an Antichrist, and God doesn't change. He just continues to do what he deems fair. And I hope that that you understand this, because God doesn't just randomly... he doesn't just randomly punish people. He does it because there's a reason. And the second bowl in 16:3, the second trumpet, a third of the sea turned to blood, an entire sea of some type of, you know, the geographic location is not known. But here we find that the creatures in the waters die, and their blood is rotting the sea. Now the third bowl, paralleling the third trumpet here, with the fresh water turning to blood, as it did in Egypt. And it gives you, 16 verse 6, so it gives you blood to drink, as they deserve. They deserve it because they didn't receive Christ. Now, we all deserve it. Let's get that down. It's not necessarily because we are good people. No, there's none good. No, not one. So if you, you realize it, you're not good. Neither am I. None of us are good. That's the problem with the sin nature. It never changes, and it's something that certainly is going to be judged. And the sin nature of Adam that came upon man is still in effect, and it's still burning our hides, and we still deal with it just about every day, and on a daily basis, on an hourly basis. If we get right down to it, we're dealing with it all the time. And it sometimes gets the best of us. So let's get back into the study. So you give them blood to drink, they deserve. The idea of retribution here is unmistakably present. It's to drink blood was one of the most abominable sins in Judaism. And the Jerusalem Council, in the Acts of the Apostles, told Christians to abstain from meats with the blood in it. Isaiah 49:26 says, I'll make your oppressors eat their own flesh, and they shall be drunk with their own blood, as with the juice of the grape. All mankind shall know that I am the Lord your God, your Savior. Ezekiel 38:21 describes the day of judgments as a time in which every man's sword will be against his brother. And we just about have that now. And if we get right down to it, this is caused by the red horse. The red horse rides out, and what the red horse does is turn people against each other and makes war. And that's what this red horse's purpose is to actually make war and to actually cause war. And we see that it's absolutely true, because the red horse, that's his purpose. The turns man's sword against another brother. This is a time of upheaval. Judgment will be a time of internal strife and division, and actually a civil war. We've already had one civil war. We're going to have another one. You better believe it. These are going to be times when a civil war is something that you never believed it, but it is something that we will see. Brother against brother, and sister against sister, the family members against each other, and it's a horrible thing. And let's the song in 5:7 parallels this this also. The Ezekiel 38 against his brother, the time of the upheaval, the division. That song in 5:7 parallels that above in 15:3 and 4. And also the fourth bowl, 16 and verse 8 and 9. The fourth bowl. Whereas the fourth trumpet caused the sun to dim. Now, it heats up to the point that scorches people. No one is spared, and no one turns to God. No one repents as a result. I tell you, if it was me, I would definitely repent, wouldn't you? But, you know, people have strange ideas and strange things going on in their head. They tend to, in the latter days, when this Antichrist spirit comes upon them, it seems to cause them to actually turn against everything that God does or will do, and absolute rebellion and refusal to repent. Have you ever heard of such a thing? This is crazy. Why would they do this? I don't know. But they refuse. They pray for the rocks to fall upon them. They had that kind of a prayer. But as far as repentance, not one turned to God. Why? That's hard for me to believe, you know. It's just hard. Because you'd think that someone would say, you know what, we better turn to God, because this is getting bad. And no one turns to God. Nobody praises him. In fact, John mentions that no one repents, suggests that they could have done so in the midst of their execution of judgment. They could have done it. And they could have gotten forgiveness, the same as the Israel, when they were going against God and was about to be taken into captivity by the Babylonians. They could have repented and they could have gotten forgiveness. Can you imagine that? If you have the urgency or the urge to repent right now, let's take that opportunity and let's ask for God's forgiveness right now. Oh, God, help us. Forgive us. Oh, God, forgive those that feel like they want to get forgiveness right now and repentance. Turn your eyes upon Jesus right now and just look solely into his wonderful face, and that healing touch will come upon you, and you'll see that God is very merciful, and he wants to take us into his kingdom and forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Do that right now so that you won't miss heaven. No one wants to miss heaven that I know of. But you know what? The strange thing about it is I had a person I went out to visit. He was in the last stages of cancer, death. And it was in the place where they take you when you just before you die. And he was about to take some medicine or something. I asked him if he wanted to pray to receive Christ. And no, absolutely not. I mean, he just got mad and angry, would not receive Christ at all, and just very, very angry and would not have anything to do with God. And I didn't realize it just before you die. But, you know, you don't realize the pain that people go through sometimes. Sometimes that pain is so harsh and so horrible that, you know, you just have a real anger. And it's something that people go through, and you don't realize it until you go through it. But he did not want, as to my knowledge, he never did accept Christ. And he passed on about a day or so after that. And that was a horrible sight. But, you know, there are people that refuse to take Christ into their lives. If you're one of them, try to get a change of heart. Try, because no man can come to Christ except the Father draw him. If God's not drawing you, folks, you're not going to come, and you're not going to get forgiveness at all. You're going to be one of those that go into eternity without God. Why? Because you just simply haven't got the want to. You have to have that want to, and God will give it to you if you want to. You know, if you make an effort, you come to God, and he'll come to you. And that's the truth. You draw nigh to God, and he'll draw nigh to you. That's Bible. If you draw nigh to him, he'll take 10 more steps to you to get to you. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man open the door, I'll come into him, and him with me, and we'll sup together. That's the Lord Jesus Christ saying these things, and he wants to have you in his kingdom, in his next to him at his throne room. And I'm telling you what, it's a lot better there than it is anywhere else. And if you just realize that, you don't want to go to hell. That's a horrible place. You don't want to go there because it's reserved for the devil and his angels, actually. It's not a place that God wants to send his people. But you can go there if you choose not to receive Christ, because it was a big price to pay, a large price to pay. And if you ignore that price that was paid, God has no choice but to send you there, because that's where you want to go, evidently. And if you don't make an honest choice to receive Christ, you're going to go to hell. And that's a matter of fact. It's not a pretty place, so be ready. And get ready for it, because it's weeping, wailing, gnashing of teeth, pain and sorrow and you name it. It's a horrifying. It's a place where the angels are even crying out, screaming. So mark it down. Get the want to. Pray for it. If you don't have it, ask God to give it to you. And he'll do it. He'll give it to you. Now, this fifth bowl poured out over spiritual Babylon and results. Painful darkness, like all the plagues of Egypt against this. Doesn't lead to repentance either. And neither did Pharaoh. He didn't repent either. Remember that? And this may allude to the eruption of different volcanoes and earthquakes along the Ring of Fire. And we're going to get into the sixth bowl again, because I believe that these bowls are just very interesting and very important to go over. Because sometimes you go through something, you just forget it. And I believe that review and repetition is the key to learning. If you don't repeat it, if you don't go over it again, you know, one time's not enough. It's just like asking somebody, you want to receive Christ? No, I don't. You want to receive Christ? No, you want to receive Christ? Keep asking until they give in. Keep asking until they give in, because you never know. You never know when they might change their mind. Well, go to our website, krciradio.com, and shoot us a message. Let us know you're listening. We'd love to hear from you. And write to us at KRCI Radio, Box 424, Lakeside, Arizona, 85929. Call us. Leave a message. We'll call you back. 928-368-6766. Till tomorrow's broadcast, Brother Hansen saying, study to show yourself approved to God.